Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp, Fightful.com, here with a name you know, and you're going to be able to see her this Saturday, 7 p.m. Eastern on GCW's YouTube for Slime Season. They got a show up that's going to be open for everybody, free for everybody. Alley Cat, how you doing?
Howdy, y'all.
This is a long time coming. I was trying to interview you like last year, Alley Cat.
Okay, I think you were trying to like interview me because I was trying to like leave wrestling, and so thankfully,
I don't know if that's why, because I specifically remember saying to you in Las Vegas, "Hey, I would love to interview you soon."
Well, yeah, like you were like busy with Max and stuff, and I was like, "Oh yeah, you interview big shots." Like I'm not quite there yet.
Oh,
I was like, "Thanks for the compliment."
Come on, I interview Ethan Page, so I definitely don't interview big shots. Come on here. Well,
I don't want to see his reaction to that now.
We've got GCW Slime Season coming up on Saturday. GCW really the leader in independent wrestling right now. And they're doing this basically so the wrestlers will be able to have additional income for the winter months, things like that. How are you feeling about this show heading into it?
There's like a lot of mixed feelings. It's, you know, it kind of sucks again to like lose the fans after you started like wrestling in front of them again. But at like the end of the day, like I still love to wrestle. So I'm still like going to have fun and I'm still like happy that we're able to do this like safely and safer now. And still like now that it's on YouTube, like a ton more people are going to be able to see it. And so like this is the match I want people to see for sure.
Did you see Joey Janela catching flack from a troll account? About,
I don't even pay attention to what Joey says to people he doesn't know now.
There are people like, why isn't it distributed here? Why isn't it distributed there? And Joey was going back and forth forever. So they were like, to hell with it. YouTube it is. Now everybody's going to get to see it. I think it's great. I mean, you're going to maximize the amount of eyeballs on the show. And you're facing Kikitaro. That is so dope. Tell me like your reaction when you're told you're wrestling him.
I've always been a cat my whole time I've been sure. wrestling. I didn't just become one. So like, I've always liked wrestlers like Kikutaro and like Colt Cabana. So like, I always wanted to be like funny wrestle guy. And then I was like, I just want to be like a serious wrestler. And then I was like, no, like if you can give me Kikutaro, like I'll have so much fun.
Like I was really exposed to him via Wrestling Road Diaries with Colt Cabana. So that's how I came to know him. So I saw that match was set up and I was like, oh, that's amazing. That's perfect. So before this pandemic hit, I mean, really since then too, you're one of the most booked independent wrestlers in the world. You're all over the place. How was that adjustment for you immediately? And as we've kind of eased back into doing shows?
It's definitely been weird. Like, I feel like I was, like, really, like, on the rise. Like, January and February for me were so great. And then, March hit. Like, I was supposed to have, like, a really busy like WrestleMania weekend. I was supposed to go to the UK for a month. I was going to debut for OTT. Mm. Like, I was really stoked. It's definitely, I don't want to say like I was bitter or anything. I just was like really bummed.
Sure.
But then like GCW was still able to run, and that's like a locker room I really like. That's like a show I actually like to watch when I'm not wrestling. So I'm like very thankful and like grateful that I've still been able to do at least like a show a month where there's like people who still have to like sit at home and like watch that go by without them. So I'm definitely very grateful. And I hope that I get to keep GCW. I don't know. Like, I don't know what's going to happen.
Where are you based geographically now? Like, where are you booked out of?
I'm based in Ohio, sadly. Well,
I mean, come on. I mean, that's a pretty convenient location for a lot of the bookings. And I mean, Midwest is blowing up in indies.
That's why I'm based. So I like lived in Indiana for a while,
sure.
Because I wanted to be like central so that I could like travel this way, travel that way while I was like, you know, trying to get over. And then I went to New York, for a little bit. And then like, I left New York, like New York was like a big step for me. Cause I was like, ooh, I'm like on one side of the country now, I'm scared. So then I was like, okay, I need to find somewhere that's like affordable and I can still travel out of. Okay. Let's go back to the Midwest. And then like, a place opened up for me in Ohio and I was like, okay, I guess I'll take it.
It is. People will always ask me like why I still live in Kentucky and I'm like, oh, it's dirt cheap. Like,
yes,
it's the cheapest place on earth cheapest place in America to live. Yeah. So, I mean, how has that adjusted things for you? Did that help or hinder you at all when COVID hit and all that? Because quite frankly, I know that Ohio was also a COVID hotspot too. It was crazy.
Yes. Definitely helped just because it is so cheap to live here. So like without my like very, like I was getting like a pretty nice like wrestling income at this point. And so without that supplementary income, I'm glad I'm still able to like pay all my bills, pay all my rent because I live somewhere so cheap. Don't really have to like drive anywhere anymore, so don't have to really pay for that expense. I don't know, it definitely helped having like a steady place to live, like that was cheap. It helped also living around the other people who are also working like these GCW shows, like Justice or like 440. So like it all kind of worked out these past few months.
We have an interesting reader question from Tallahassee, Florida. This comes from an Effie.
Oh.
And it said,
listen for life.
At what point during the auditioning process for the blockbuster smash hit film Cats, the production team figure out you weren't a human pretending to be a cat like Jason Derulo, but an actual cat with skill and thumbs, putting a damper on their entire fantasy of what a cat could be, then blacklisting you from the entire filming process?
It happened very quickly. Obviously, as you can tell, like I wasn't in the film. I'm not even in like the credits reel.
Well, let's be real. So nobody knows that you weren't in that film because nobody watched that film.
I think a few people watched it very, what's the word I'm looking for? Like masochistically?
Yes. Sarcastically or, like, watched it, maybe.
Yeah. Like it was like one of those like ironic things where they watched it and then maybe they liked it afterward. I don't know. I definitely didn't watch it. I was very scared when I saw the preview in theaters.
For sure, if you told people you were in Cats, they would not second guess you whatsoever.
For sure. They wouldn't be able to prove it.
Yeah, and they're not going to do that. And he has a follow-up. If Alley Cat is your first cat name, what are your other two cat names?
What do you mean? Like, is Alley Cat one name? Is that my first name?
I think so. Like, for example, my cat's first name is Jenny Davis. Her last name is The Cat. Like, that's her last name. Officially, maybe that's what he's insinuating here.
It's like Allie, first name Allie, last name Cat, but then a lot of people will call me Allison and then they turn Cat into Catherine. So I feel like Allison Catherine is my first name and I need to find a last name now. I don't know. Someone also gave me like another one. They're like, if you ever get signed, like you have to change your name. It was like Tabitha. Patterson or something. I was like,
That's pretty good. I like that one. Speaking of getting signed, like I mentioned, you've been like heavily booked everywhere. Have you had any discussions with the Impacts, the AEWs, Ring of Honor, WWEs of the world? I mean, it's about contract season for a lot of these people. So, I mean, I get the feeling there's maybe some feelers out there.
I want to know when contract. I feel like contract season is 24/7. I just saw that new like recruitment photo at the PC, and I was like, "Yeah, boys, let's go!"
Yeah.
But I feel like we just saw one like a month ago with like Kurt Stallion in it, and I was like, "Yeah, boys." To be honest, no, I haven't been in contact with any people. The only people I'm in contact are my friends that are like at these places, and so like. I don't know. I'm like, well, you know, if you don't think I'll embarrass you, you know, tell somebody. I don't know. No, I'm like, of course, that's the end goal. I would love to be talked to or like talk to somebody in any of these places, but I'm not going to like get myself down or like worry about it because obviously I'm busy on the indies. I'm still like figuring out things I like to do, you know, obviously always changing, trying to get abs, you know. One of these days, but no, I haven't been in like official talks with somebody unless it's like that Dewan, we want to signings and bookings you guy.
What about WCW 2021?
I have to hear about this one. The ECW account just followed me today. So no WCW, but ECW followed me today. So maybe them.
I've seen Chazza having so much fun with that account. And I'm just like, oh my God, come on. And like I got people asking me, "Hey, is this real? Why do you have to ask me? Why do you have to even ask me?"
Don't make me answer this for you, like,
oh,
please.
Man, you popped up on the PWI list. How does that feel for you? Is that something that you even consider, or is that an honor for you?
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I think this was the first year it was intergender, I believe. Mm-hmm. And so for me to be like so high up on like both lists, like I was on that one, I was on like the women's list too, but to be on like the actual PWI 500 and like I was like 110, I believe. Not like I haven't memorized. I felt so cool. I've never been on it obviously before. And so to like debut that high above like a lot of people I know, I don't know. Wrestling is subjective. It's an art. Everybody's got a different opinion, yada, yada, yada. And like, there's always going to be those people that's like, it's just a list. Like, it doesn't matter. But to me, if I had been $4.99, I would have been like, yo. So I think it's really cool. I'm proud of it.
Did you ever hear the story about Duke the Dumpster Drosy? Like, the word was that he was number 500 on the list and Vince McMahon hired him just to prove that he could get a guy that was like 500 over. That was like the rumor.
Sign me up. Do the same with me. I'll sink down for you if that's what it takes.
You're like, man, they should have rated me lower at this point.
Exactly.
So we've seen like a lot of the gaming landscape change. AEW's got a game coming out. Virtual Basement has a game coming out. Is that something that interests you? And are you a gamer? Do you play any games? Like, how does that work out?
I'm stoked. I like that wrestling is on like so many different platforms. I'm a fan of that, but I'm not like I never got into 2K. Like I grew up, I like fighting games. So like sure. I loved like Dead or Alive, Soul Calibur, stuff like that. And I remember the first time I played 2K, I was like, wait, this isn't like a fighting game. What the hell is it? Like, I've actually had to kick out. No. So I was not a fan of that. But, however, wait, where was I going with this? Oh, action figures. I like action figures.
There we go.
So, like, if I could get an action figure over a video game, sold. I'm good.
I just started collecting this summer, actually. I watched the Myers and Cardona stuff, and I was like, you know what? I'm feeling kind of blue during the pandemic. I'm going to familiarize myself with something that I liked when I was younger, and it's been really awesome. Is there anything that you collect, or is there anything specifically that you like?
So before I was a wrestler, I collected a lot more because I had more of a disposable income. Yeah. And so then I kind of like fell off, but like every once in a while, like Ringside Collectibles will release something and I'm like, need it. I'm a huge fan of like the Mattel Elites that come out. I'm not a Jax fan. I get a lot of hate for it, but whenever people show me like their old figures, I'm like, I don't like the Jax. I think it's kind of ugly. I like the AEW figures. I think they look very, very good. Come on.
How can you dislike the ass man?
Look at it. It's so ugly.
He's got lips on his ass.
It's ugly.
They wouldn't put Mr. Ass on here. So at one point they put Mr. B.A. instead.
Oh,
for the
like,
kids,
what?
You know, for the kids.
Oh, yeah. They're already watching it.
I like how hideous they are. I think there's almost an art to it because now it's lazy. They just scan the face and there you go. It's a perfect face. Back then, they had to meticulously carve out these ugly ass faces.
But some of them were just so like disproportionate. Like I've seen some where like the hands are like so large and they're like veiny and they always look like hunched over and like gross. Like they're heaving. I don't know. That's the part that I hated was just like how big, like the Undertaker ones and the Edge ones are always like so gangly and weird. I'm like, Mattel, please Mattel.
One of the Undertaker bone crunchers is like Marco Stunt size. Like I'm looking at it compared to X-Pac and I'm like, this is not to scale. But I like how hideous they are. It's like, I love ugly ass figures. I just do. So I've started a new segment because I think there's too much negative wrestling news where I ask my interview subjects to say something nice about absolutely anybody that I bring up. This has worked better with some than others, but we'll give it a go. I get the feeling you'll find some nice things to say about these people.
Okay.
I'll start you off with an easy one. Somebody you've teamed with in the past, Jody Threat.
Badass Canadian.
Yeah.
So good.
When I think of you all as a team, I'm like, man, I'm surprised those two have not been signed because, like, it's two people that check all the boxes.
Obviously, like, we were, like, getting up there, we're having a ton of fun in Alpha 1, and then we did, like, C4, and then it's like, borders are closed.
Oh, yeah. She was one of the people that stood out to me the most at SummerSlam weekend in Toronto last year. Like, that was my first opportunity to see her. She was very good. Somebody who did not stand out to me that weekend or that week was Ethan Page.
Oh my God. Don't do this on my edit. Don't. I don't want to hear it from him.
You can say something nice about him though, right? I'm not asking. If you want to bury him, you can bury him.
Amazing father and husband.
It's hard to argue with that. It really is.
Yes.
Danhausen.
Very nice, very evil.
Now a Canadian also.
Right?
Yeah, he's now a Canadian. Veda Scott.
Amazing commentator, amazing cat lady, amazing woman.
Really? She's a cat lady?
Yes, she loves cats. Why do you think I have either A, wrestled her so many times, or B, tagged with her so many times?
I wanted to like leave my office door open to see how many of my cats would come in here, and I wanted to have you like rate my cats. But they're so unpredictable that, like, I just know that the one time I would want them up here, they would not. That's the nature of a cat.
The thing is, we don't like sharing, like, the spotlight or attention. So, like, if they know I'm here, they're like, I'm not going to waste my time.
A few more names. Tennille Dashwood, you worked her last year at Black Label Pro.
Yes, she's so nice. She's actually, I was very, like, intimidated, obviously. I was, like, her first match back. And, like, it went so well. And I was like, oh, thank God. Yes, I did good.
That has to feel good, too, because, I mean, I get the feeling that someone that has been around as long as she has, she probably has a say in who she works.
For sure, yeah.
So, I mean, that had to make you feel pretty good. She had that confidence in you.
Yes, I didn't screw it up. Good job.
How about Mance Warner?
That is my boy. He was like one of the first people I like connected with when I moved to Indy like 3 years ago. And so nothing but good things to say, except I'm not a light beer fan.
Really?
It's gross. Beer's gross.
I don't drink alcohol, but I'm just always surprised.
If I'm going to drink or consume anything, like I want to enjoy it. So, beer's gross. Sorry, y'all.
Man, how about Ricky Shane Page?
Oh, I thought you were gonna say Ricky Starks, and I was gonna be like, yeah.
How about Ricky Starks?
Oh, Ricky Starks, best wrestler in the entire world.
Oh, wow. I didn't even realize that was his shirt until now. That's amazing.
Sorry. Ricky Shane Page, he's a wrestler.
He's a wrestler.
He's a wrestler.
Is that a good thing? Is that necessarily a nice thing?
He is. He does what he's, he shows up.
A woman that we've seen pop up on NXT and be featured lately, Indy Hartwell, who you've worked before.
Impressive is what she. Oh wait, no, she's very pang, PNG, pang.
Oh man. Another name featured heavily on the indies, Solo Darling.
Oh, I love intimidating, strong woman. Really? I was so scared of her the first time I met her when I first started training.
Why?
But she's so sweet and inside. She just like cares so much about wrestling and the craft, and I was like, not even a year in, and she came to my school and was hanging out with like Ricky and JoJo. And she was like, no, do your hip toss like this. And I was like, yes, ma'am. You're right. I'm sorry. Yes.
That reminds me of what a lot of people say. And I wasn't even going to bring up her name, but a lot of people seem to say that about Thunder Rosa too. Any thoughts on her?
Yes. Very like serious, like strong woman and like knows what she wants.
Somebody called her the Mother Goose of indie wrestling. And I was like, damn, that fits. That fits. She does seem like that type of thing, like that like disciplinarian type of.
For sure.
And I think that works. So GCW Slime Season, again, guys, this Saturday on YouTube. Allie, any kind of final thoughts on this as we wrap up?
Please tune in. It's free. You have no reason not to unless you gotta go to work or something. Please, if you can, if you're able to, donate to us so that we can make money and buy presents for our loved ones, please. And I hope you enjoy. I hope you laugh at my match. I hope I impress you with my comedy skills.
Guys, check it out. Support these wrestlers. They're out there doing that work. Check it out, GCW Slime Season this Saturday. We will have a link, I'm sure, in all the articles.
I can do this for you.
We'll do this. We'll do this. We're pointing at the lips on Billy Gunn's ass is what we're doing right now. That's what we're doing. I'm going to superimpose Mr. BA over all of this. Alley Cat, thank you so much. We got to talk again.
I know. Thank you. Thank you for having me. Yowdy, y'all.
Until next time, guys, we're out.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.